Size matters when it comes to tapping into the cash. The Milwaukee School District is getting more than $14 million, while $8 million is tagged for the Madison Metropolitan School District. Dan Nierad is Madison's superintendent.
Obviously, we're pleased with the amount of money that we're receiving, and we will work very hard to make sure that our plan is consistent with the aims of this legislation.
But many school districts aren't getting anywhere near that amount. Steve Seifer is district administrator of the Gibraltar School District. Its award?
$5.
The reason for the funding disparity is that the State Department of Administration applied what's called the State Primary Aid Formula. It looks at property values and enrollment numbers. Gibraltar Administrator Seifer says his district and several others are high on property values, but remain isolated and relatively sparse on students. He says that gives them little chance of tapping into federal money.
We cannot do much with $5. If we were to talk about dollars per pupil, it would be cents. If we were to talk about an employment position, it would be perhaps one breath for that employee. I think that what we do with this is to use it once again to highlight the disparity of funding to school districts in our state.
The other option for Wisconsin would have been to distribute the money based on poverty rates, but state officials say that would have meant even greater disparity in funding. A spokesman with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says it's considering a revised state formula for future federal awards. That might be taken up by the next governor and legislature. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.